Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be over. Israel pounding parts of Gaza with airstrikes overnight. That's a scene near a hospital after the attacks. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. Israel says Hamas did not agree to extend the terms of the first phase of the ceasefire as Israel wanted. President Trump will talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone this morning about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. The Fed kicks off its two-day meeting today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News. Jury selection begins today for Nadine Menendez's fraud and bribery charge. The wife of former Senator Bob Menendez accused of conspiring to accept gold bars or Mercedes and other gifts totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars in exchange for her husband helping businessmen from Egypt and Qatar. New evacuation orders put in place in Oklahoma, where wildfires spreading across the plains have killed at least four people and burned hundreds of homes. Another legendary singer-songwriter makes his way to Broadway.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Joining Alicia Keys, Dolly Parton, and Neil Diamond as musical icons turning their songs into Broadway stage musicals, James Taylor. A show titled Fire and Rain was announced Monday. It's in development. Fire and Rain was released as a single in 1970 from Taylor's second album, Sweet Baby James. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The show being workshopped and no preview dates have been set. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, today is a quiet day. Get out there and enjoy it. Quite mild as well, with temperatures about 15 degrees above normal. However, still a major storm system on the way by tomorrow morning. This coming out of Kansas, tracking right up to extreme southeast Wisconsin by tomorrow afternoon. We'll start off as rain in our area, then turn to some snow in the late afternoon and evening tomorrow. Could bring us at least an inch or two of slushy snow. snow, progressively heavier the further north and west you go. Winter Storm Watch posted all the way from northern Iowa through southeast Minnesota, through much of western and northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan. Those areas could see on the order of 5 to 10 inches of wet heavy snow. High winds will cause blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibilities as well, especially to the northwest of us where blizzard conditions may form in parts of southern Minnesota. Otherwise, once that passes by, quiet weather returns as we head into Thursday. A weak system impacts us Friday afternoon and evening. Could be a stronger storm on the way later Sunday, so stay tuned. That forecast for today, partly sunny and mild with highs in the low 60s. Northeast to east wind up to 10 miles per hour. Clouding over and breezy tonight, 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, low at 36. Blustery tomorrow with periods of rain. It could change to some snow in the late afternoon with minor slushy amounts possible, high in the mid-40s and then falling. Northeast wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Wednesday night, very breezy. Snow ending in the evening with total accumulations around an inch or two possible, low at 24. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high 41. Friday, clouding over, chance of light rain showers by mid-afternoon, high 47. Light rain or snow ending Friday night. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 42. Accumulating snow looks likely later Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, 31 degrees is our temperature. Yesterday's high was 60. Record high 80 was established in 2012. Record low 8 degrees below zero in 1923. Last year's high was 38 and the low 25. Sunset will occur at 7:11 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7 minutes after 7. We have a north to northwest wind right now at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.21. No precipitation today. Following the midnight reading of 48 and a low of 29, we're at 31.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, more all-conference news, details as well on the Badgers. Their fans getting giving a little pushback about the brackets and the seeding, and details on the Major League season actually getting underway as early as this morning.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Ridge and Valley All-Conference wrestling team has been recognized by the league. First team All-Conference for the boys, Haley Yatkin at 106, Jaron Grimsley, North Crawford Seneca, 113, 120, Aiden Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, 126, Lucas Orloff, Peck Argyle, and Ithaca Weston's Hunter Moe at 132, Landon Sanders of DeSoto at 138, Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca at 144, Ashton Bennett, Ithaca West and 150. DeSoto's Trenton Baldwin at 157. Also 165, Nolan Waldner, Ithaca Weston. Seth Greeno, DeSoto at 175. Caden Coleman, Ithaca Weston at 190. Justin Obert, DeSoto at 215. And Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge at 285. Second team boys, all-conference wrestling. Carrick Thompson, Ithaca Weston at 113. Gavin Wilkins, North Crawford Seneca, 120. Kanoa Rogers, DeSoto at 126. Luca Appleby, Kickapoo Lafarge at 132. And teammate Brenton Ewing at 138. Derek Franzen, Ithaca Weston, 144. Cale Koenig, River Ridge, 150. Will Dasher, 157 for Pecatonica Argyle. Peyton Krager, DeSoto at 165. Deacon McDonough of Ithaca Weston at 175. At 190, Keegan Colden, DeSoto, and Braden Peterson of 285 from DeSoto. The boys' sportsmanship team, Lakota Webster, DeSoto, Sam Noble, North Crawford Seneca, Emery Simerson, River Ridge, Peck Argyle's Tucker Bethke, and Riley Frederick of Kickapoo Lafarge. The first team all-conference girls wrestling teams from the Ridge and Valley Conference. Luca Gross, Kickapoo Lafarge at 100. Haley Atkin, DeSoto, 107. Emerson Miller, Kickapoo Lafarge at 114. Teammate Madison Glass at 120. And Greta Lanares of Kickapoo Lafarge at 126. North Crawford Seneca's Frankie Groom at 132. Maddie Townsend at 138 for Kickapoo Lafarge. North Crawford Seneca's Harper Gagas. Kickapoo Lafarge with a couple of wrestlers in a row, 152, Mara Hubley and Maddie Wojcik at 165. Kaylee Manning at 185 for Ithaca Weston and Zoe Logue of North Crawford Seneca at 235. Second team all-conference girl wrestlers, Livian Starkey of North Crawford Seneca at 114. Ithaca Weston's Jewel Groskoff at 120. Grace Anderson, Kickapoo Lafarge, and Lorelei Young, her teammate, at 138 and 152, respectively. Cassidy Atkins of DeSoto at 185, and Daisy Nemec, 235, also for Kickapoo Lafarge. The 2024-25 Coaches of the Year, Chad Johnson, DeSoto for the boys, and Leah Gutkenecht, Kickapoo Lafarge for the girls. The girls' sportsmanship team was made up of Cassidy Atkins, DeSoto, Kaylee Manning, Ithaca Weston, Livian Starkey of North Crawford Seneca, and Emerson Miller, Kickapoo Lafarge. The WIA Boys Basketball Tournament will take place this week at the Kohl Center, the 109th meeting of the state's top boys basketball teams. Will take place getting underway Thursday at 1:35 when Freedom plays Elk Mound, followed by Milwaukee Academy of Science against Lake Mills. Thursday night games include Bondwell and the Prairie School, followed by Mineral Point and Aquinas. The Pointers back at state for Coach Dan Burrison, and they were led in scoring by Jackson Wendhausen, who netted 42 points in Saturday night's 80-44 win over Marshall for Mineral Point. Major Bowling League scores last night. New York Life had a 35-94. Quail Run Golf Links, 3,500. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-70. Team High Game, New York Life, 12-44. Quail Run Golf Links, 12-30. Gary Construction, an 11-77. Top Series, Corey Swanson, a 6-37. Ken Nix Jr., a 6-34. Dan Schweinefuss with a 6-30. Top Game, Tom Harbour, the old veteran, snuck in there with a 248, Corey Swanson a 235, and Tim Callen with a 233 in Major Bowling League action from last night at the Phoenix Center. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Bucks Reserve Center Jericho Sims will likely miss the rest of the regular season after undergoing surgery Monday morning to repair a torn ligament in his right thumb. Sims injured his thumb Saturday in a 126-119 victory over the Pacers. He played 12 minutes Sunday in a 121-105 loss to Oklahoma City. The Bucks said Sims is expected to miss 4 weeks. The playoffs began April 19th. Sims has averaged 2.4 points, 4.9 rebounds, and 15 minutes in 14 games with Milwaukee since the Bucks acquired him from New York at the trade deadline. Shortly after the March Madness bracket was drawn up, Iowa State head coach T.J. Otzelberger told reporters his best player, Keshawn Gilbert, is out for the season. If that information had been considered, the Cyclones would likely have had a lower seed, and Wisconsin would have been playing in Milwaukee instead of Denver. The Badgers are seeded third and will meet Montana Thursday. That is Wisconsin fans voicing their displeasure on social media. The NCAA play-in games begin as early as this evening. Elsewhere in sports, the Packers reportedly haven't given up on the idea of trading standout cornerback Jaire Alexander. ESPN reports Alexander is available, but the Green Bay front office is waiting to see if other teams will come knocking. ESPN insider Rob Demoski says the Packers want to get something done before next month's 25 NFL draft. The team could ask Alexander to take a pay cut, but the 28-year-old star wouldn't be open to that. He has only played in 14 of Green Bay's last 34 games. The good news is the early 2025 Major League Baseball schedule won't force the Brewers to use a fifth starter until April 2nd. The oblique strain Tobias Myers suffered Saturday will test the team's depth. Team doctors say Myers could be back by the end of April. Manager Pat Murphy has candidates like rookie Logan Henderson and a few others. The way the schedule is currently set up, Milwaukee would need four starts from its fifth starting pitcher before Myers returns, and that return date is not guaranteed. The Brewers lost to San Diego 14-8 yesterday, and Milwaukee is slated to play today against Seattle in spring baseball. While that's happening, the real deal is happening this morning for the Cubs and the Dodgers. First two major league games of the schedule will be played at the Tokyo Dome in Japan, where a capacity crowd of roughly 42,000 watched the teams playing the last few days in exhibition games against two Japanese teams. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Attention auto enthusiasts. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel is bringing you huge savings while supplies last. Stock up on Evercraft and Craftsman clearance items. And don't miss out on Cam 2 Brake Clean. Just $1.99 per can. Sold only by the case of 12. Plus, buy two Griot's Garage Wash and Wax products and save $5. These deals won't last forever. Shop now through April 30th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Champions are crowned at the WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Defense and low-scoring affairs were the name of the game at the WIAA Girls Basketball State Tournament over the weekend. Just one team, Tosa East in the D2 semifinals, eclipsed 70 points, while nine teams were limited to under 40 points. That doesn't mean there was a lack of excitement, however, as there were a number of close games throughout, including the first-ever triple overtime game. In Division 5, Assumption took down Barneveld 34-33 to claim the title, marking the fifth time the teams have met in a state championship game. Cuba City claimed a record 12th state title, going from the 4th seed in D4 in the state tournament field to champs after defeating top-seeded The Prairie School in the semifinals and St. Mary Catholic in the championship game. Oostburg, led by head coach Isaiah Catterhagen and his three outstanding daughters, won the Division 3 crown over Xavier. Wauwatosa East and Edgewood went into triple overtime to decide the Division 2 title and the longest girls basketball state tournament game ever played, and it was the upstart Tosa East Red Raiders who were victorious in the closing seconds of the final period 59-58. Top-seeded Kimberly posted a pair of dominating wins to secure the Division 1 state title. We'll preview this weekend's boys basketball championships later in the week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin.
Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. It is time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. April 1945, Hitler's Germany was breathing its last. The Führer himself cowered in a bunker in the bowels of Berlin, contemplating suicide. The city was surrounded. Russian troops already occupied parts of it. But on the outside, a Nazi general named von Greim was planning Hitler's getaway. Now, for days, no German airplane had been able to fly into Berlin. All airports but one were in the hands of the Allies, and that one, on the city's outskirts, was under fire. And still, the rescue plane was to fly into the airport and change planes, then fly directly into the city and land on a street and evacuate Hitler. Of course, General von Greim was a skilled pilot, but knew that he couldn't accomplish this alone. So he asked another aviator to accompany him, the most courageous he could find, a daring test pilot named Reich, recipient of the Gold Medal for military flying and the Iron Cross. Reich, much admired by the Führer. When the Luftwaffe needed somebody to try out the deadly ME-163 rocket plane, they sent for Reich. And when it was suggested that an observer actually ride a test model of the V-1 rocket and land it without power on a skid, the designers chose Reich. In fact, Reich had tested almost every military aircraft used by the Nazis during World War II. So, Reich was certainly the right airplane jockey for the task at hand. Anyway, the two aviators made it safely to the airport outside Berlin. But as they flew into the city, Allied fighter planes caught up with them. The air crackled with fire and hot metal. Anti-aircraft weapons blasted away from the ground. Von Greim was hit. It appeared he'd been killed. So now it was up to Luftwaffe ace Reich. The plane itself was hit once, twice, three times. Fuel was spewing from the wing tanks. Visibility, all but nothing. Reich could barely make out the Brandenburg Gate, but the hope of reaching it was all that was left. So the lone pilot zoomed toward the Brandenburg like a bullet and landed safely right in front of it. Von Greim, it turned out, was still alive, and shortly a transport arrived to take both to Hitler's bunker beneath the Chancellery. The Führer greeted them, outpouring praise. How brave they were, the Führer declared. On the other hand, Hitler had already decided that he would die there. He seemed in a fog, almost unaware of the booming, blazing reality all around him. So Reich and von Greim stayed in the bunker for 3 days. And then left, reached Lübeck by April 30, and Lübeck's where they learned of Hitler's death. But though the mission to rescue Hitler did not succeed, imagine how history would now read. The most dreaded figure of the 20th century living to face trial, worse yet, escaping, and Hitler had only to ask a daring pilot named Reich, who would have done anything to save him, because it was said, she loved him. She. That's right, the most revered and renowned test pilot in Hitler's Germany was Hanna Reich. Hanna Reich, a woman. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
100.9 WRCO.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place.
Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong,
don't impress me much. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes a shine machine. You maybe take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right?
Oh, well, you think you're something special. Oh, well, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Don't impress me much.
Shania Twain and WRCO Radio, and that don't impress me much. No, always tried to impress the ladies, I just always kind of fell a little bit short. That's all right. We're moving on with some great tunes, some trivia, too, that can make you a winner in just a little bit. We'll be giving away the pizza. Here's Jason Eldy.
Like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on the dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. Chilling
on the dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Sitting in the console, memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. That's right. Swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. That's right. We'll be right back.
I try to think about Shakespeare.
Loveless on WRCO FM 100.9. I try to think about Elvis, channeling Elvis today. We'll see how you do with trivia coming up in a few here from WRCO Radio. By the way, we're up to 35 degrees, headed toward 62 later.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Richland Cattle Center is gearing up for another big sale this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca. Each week, they start with baby calves, followed by open heifers. Milk cows sell around noon. Buyers can expect a strong lineup including fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. All cattle can be viewed individually before the auction. Lactating cows are milked after the sale to ensure better udder health during transport. Trucking's available as well. Overnight care is also offered. Don't miss out. Head to Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Trivia time today is sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, the home of the delicious pizza that everyone is talking about. You can win a large pizza if you know the correct answer to trivia today here on WRCO Radio. Which country artist played the character of Uncle Jesse in the Dukes of Hazzard movie? The artist had played the character of Uncle Jesse in the Dukes of Hazzard movie. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's Megan Maroney.
Check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. There's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny and he's smart and he's good.
Congrats to Mark Jelinek, proving that he's not just a one-horse pony there, one-trick pony, knowing more than just sports. Good job. Which country artist played the character of Uncle Jesse in the Dukes of Hazzard movie? None other than Willie Nelson. There you go. In the 2005 film, which I don't believe was critically acclaimed, starring Sean William Scott as Bo and Johnny Knoxville as Luke, Jessica Simpson as Daisy, Burt Reynolds as Boss Hogg, Willie Nelson as Jesse Duke as well. Reprising the role, there were a couple of cameos, I think, from the original TV series, but overall, people still finally remember the television show a little better, featuring Catherine Bach as Daisy, John Schneider as Bo, Tom Opat as Luke, James Best as Roscoe P. Coltrane, and Denver Pyle as Uncle Jesse. back then in the TV show. Again, the correct answer, Willie Nelson. And for Mark, he wins a pizza for his efforts today. Good job there.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Is making music with my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Nelson, as a movie star, he's been in a few over the years. That was a starring role in a movie called Honeysuckle Rose, which I had the chance to watch that again not too long ago. It was the first time I had watched it since it was in the theater back in, when was it, 81? I think so. But anyway, it's been a long time since I've watched it. It was on one of the movie channels and just kind of sat down and watched it. And yeah, you know, it's dated. Certainly had some good music in it, though. There's no doubt about that. Coming up, in fact, today is National Agriculture Day, so we're going to salute that and talk to some members of the River Valley FFA. They'll be in the studio the first part of the morning show today.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Get ready to laugh the night away at Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st. Enjoy a delicious dinner and an evening of stand-up comedy featuring the hilarious Mike Mercury and Brian Hicks, plus live music from Donnie Razik. Reserve your tickets today at events at castlerock.com. Don't miss out on great food, great music, and nonstop laughs. Mark your calendar and join them for Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Bowling Tournament Fundraiser will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It is an 8-pin tap tournament, also featuring door prizes, 50-50 raffles, bucket raffles, and silent auctions. The entry fee, just $15. Pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 608-375-2200. The annual Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Bowling Fundraiser is this Sunday with shifts at 11 and 1:30. We want to remind you again, Second Harvest Food Distribution in Boscobel starts at 9:30 today. We had a late notice of that, but it will be held today at the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot and until the food is gone, starting today at 9:30 in Boscobel. Also going on today, Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be at Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge from 10:30 until 11:30 today, and in Casanova near Alibi's Bar and Grill from 12:30 until 1:30. Here's Luke Combs.
If you're kid, turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needs.
There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew oh, I love you anyway.
Happy Trails time coming up on WRCL, 9 o'clock news at the top of the hour as well. Hello, Marie Osmond.
Woke up this morning with you by my side. Thought I was dreaming with my eyes wide open. I had to touch you and feel you near. Are you really here? I plan to be the one who sticks around. Ooh, your love can lift me up above the clouds. I get so high when I'm with you, I may never come down.
Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. 9 o'clock news is next, followed by a community conversation on the morning show. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
The tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, over. Israel launching a wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, lighting up Gaza just after 2:30 a.m. local time, in the largest assault on Hamas targets since the ceasefire took effect nearly 2 months ago.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Agency says more than 400 people